Now the screams of Glaurung came to the people at Nen-Girith, and they were filled with terror. And when the watchers beheld from afar the great breaking and burning that the dragon made in his throes, they believed that he was trampling and destroying those that had assailed him. Then, indeed, they wished the miles longer that lay between them, but they dared not leave the high place where they were gathered, for they remembered the words of Turambar, that if Glaurung conquered, he would go first to Efelbrandir. Therefore, they watched in fear for any sign of his movement. None were so hardy as to go down and seek for tidings in the place of the battle. And Niniel sat and did not move, save that she shuddered and could not still her limbs. For when she heard the voice of Glaurung, her heart died within her, and she felt a darkness creeping upon her again. Thus Brandir found her, for he came at last to the bridge over Celebros, slow and weary. All the long way alone he had limped on his crutch, and it was 5 leagues at the least from his home. Fear for Niniel had driven him on, and now the tidings that he learned were no worse than he had dreaded. "The dragon has crossed the river," men told him, "and the black sword is surely dead, and those that went with him." Then Brandir stood by Niniel and guessed her misery, and he yearned to her, but he thought nonetheless, "The black sword is dead, and Niniel lives." And he shuddered, for suddenly it seemed cold by the waters of Nen-Girith, and he cast his cloak about Niniel, but he found no words to say, and she did not speak. Time passed, and still Brandir stood silent beside her, peering into the night and listening, but he could see nothing, and could hear no sound but the falling of the waters of Nen-Girith, and he thought, "Oh, surely Glaurung has gone and has passed into Brethil." But he pitied his people no more, fools that had flouted his counsel and had scorned him. "Let the dragon go to Aman Obel, and there will be time then to escape and to lead Niniel away." Whither he scarce knew, for he had never journeyed beyond Brethil. At last he bent down and touched Niniel on the arm, and said to her, "Time passes, Niniel. Come, it is time to go. If you will let me, I will lead you." Then silently she arose and took his hand, and they passed over the bridge and went down the path to the crossings of Teiglin. But those that saw them moving as shadows in the dark knew not who they were and cared not. And when they had gone some little way through the silent trees, the moon rose beyond Aman Obel, and the glades of the forest were filled with a grey light. Then Niniel halted and said to Brandir, "Is this the way?" And he answered, "What is the way? For all our hope in Brethil is ended. We have no way save to escape the dragon and flee far from him while there is yet time." Niniel looked at him in wonder and said, "Did you not offer to lead me to him? Or would you deceive me? The black sword was my beloved and my husband, and only to find him do I go. What else could you think? Now do as you will, but I must hasten." And even as Brandir stood a moment amazed, she sped from him, and he called after her, crying, "Wait, Niniel, go not alone. You know not what you will find. I will come with you." But she paid no heed to him, and went now as though her blood burned her, which before had been cold. And though he followed as he could, she passed soon out of his sight. Then he cursed his fate and his weakness, but he would not turn back.